Chapter 3. The galactic market on Coruscant was as busy as ever, but nobody paid any attention to Revan as he made his way through the crowds. Almost 2 years had passed since he had been proclaimed the savior of the galaxy, though the Senate had awarded him its highest honor, the Cross of Glory, in a ceremony broadcast across the Holonet, and his name was well remembered. His ordinary and rather unremarkable features had faded from public memory. In the aftermath of the presentation, he had become a reclusive hero, eschewing public appearances and declining interview requests from any and all media outlets. He had shaved off his beard, and he rarely wore his Jedi robes out in public, making it even less likely anyone would notice him. He liked being anonymous. It was one of the reasons he had settled on Coruscant. With 1 trillion people, it was easy to blend into the crowd. That was even truer here in the Galactic Market, the most cosmopolitan section of the Republic's capital world. Merchants and shoppers of virtually every known species gathered to conduct commerce in a kaleidoscope of colors, shapes, and sizes. Red-skinned Togrudas intermingled with blue-skinned Twi'leks, diminutive Celestins haggled with massive huts, fish-like Mon Calamari shared the streets with feline Cathar. Among such a diverse and interesting group, nobody paid any attention to a lone human and his astromech droid. Unfortunately, the lack of attention meant that many in the crowd accidentally kicked, bumped, or tripped over T3M4 as he scooted along at Revan's heel. The droid expressed his displeasure with a steady stream of angry beeps and chirps. "Now you know why I told HK-47 he couldn't come," Revan told T3. "He'd probably try to clear a path through all these meat bags with a flamethrower." The astromech responded with a long, low whistle, and Revan laughed out loud before adding, "Let's nod and say we did. Besides, we're almost there." They reached their destination a few minutes later. The dealer's den, a small cantina in the far corner of the galactic market that offered drinks, dancers, and gambling. The dealer's den catered to the seedier elements of Coruscant society, black market smugglers, thugs and bounty hunters, stim and spice dealers. As a result, the clientele was predominantly a mix of species with unsavory galactic reputations. Scattered among the Rodians, Chevin, and Kubaz were a handful of humans, including the man Revan had come looking for, Candorous Ordo.